Charlie, and you're listening. Oh, it's the. This is echoey again. Interesting. This is Charlie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're gonna listen to a Christmas song. Hello, you just listened to River by Joni Mitchell, kind of a Christmas song, well, definitely a Christmas song, not quite in the Christmas spirit over here, but we're getting there slowly. Next song we're going to listen to is Romance in Durango by Bob Dylan.
Hot chili peppers in the blistering sun. Dust on my face and my cape. Me and Magdalene on the run. I think this time we shall escape. So my guitar to the baker's son. A few crumbs and a place to
We just listened to Romance like in Durango by Bob Dylan. And your prayers like rhymes. Next, we're going to listen to Joan Baez sing Sad Eyed Lady of the Lowlands for the next 10 minutes. Any thoughts on that, guy?
It's good.
I can hear you fine.
Okay, this is echoey in my...
It's a little echoey, but it's just here. It's okay.
I'm excited to hear Joan.
Let me figure something out real quick. Let me try something.
But,
I think I add a little bit of delay.
Because you're pretty low. Sorry to do this on air, but...
Oh, no, this is exactly when we should be doing this.
Yeah, you're low. I can't hear you.
How's this?
There we go.
Okay.
Can you hear Charlie better?
Here we go.
Wait, hold on.
I'm not echoey anymore.
Yeah, and I'm not echoey anymore. Are you echoey anymore?
Maybe a tiny bit, but not nearly
tiny,
as much
but
as
not
before.
As much as before.
I think it's just the headphones.
Okay, yeah.
And let's make us all just a smidge louder, too.
I know.
That's much better.
Everything is fine.
Yeah.
Cool.
A little bit of live mixing.
Yeah, but
we'll stop interrupting the song. enjoy it.
Midnight rock and your span.
talk for a little bit. In the background is
Clara.
Clara. I was trying to hit this part for the beginning of the talk segment. Are you doing Duolingo?
Unprofessional.
Yeah.
I'm almost at 300 days.
My sister gave me a copy of this on CD yesterday.
Signed.
Cool.
Yeah, that was cool. We went to a Celtics game yesterday.
She's mass producing signed CDs. But
your sister?
Really cool. No.
That would be a really funny scam business.
That'd be crazy.
That's a really funny scam.
Listen, it's not a bad idea. Like,
yeah, Abby,
listen,
if you're listening,
this.
Hop on to that.
Listen to this.
That's a good hustle.
Abby.
That's
Abby.
Like old school, like scammer. Like, I know how to replicate signatures. Like,
yeah.
That's like a skill set. We got to bring this kind of skill back.
Yeah.
If you're like, scams are too lazy now. Scams used to take effort. We got to be a real salesman.
Bring back forgers, bring back lockpickers.
Exactly. Now you can just like make a fake coin and then tell people that it's, like, the scams are much dumber.
Right,
doesn't take as much finesse. There's no skill
tree. The world of t-shirts, crypto, the block coin.
There is?
Yes, you got a tattoo of it too.
Oh no.
Yeah, that guy who is like
Josh.
Taking advantage of him is stealing more money from people.
Oh, that, yeah. The other guy. Oh, terrible.
Let's
anyways,
talk about something.
Abby, you
better,
should
though.
Definitely
yeah, Abby,
get on that. Listen, it's not expensive to buy. It's like in the long run, it's gonna benefit. You'll see the numbers. I don't know. Like I've bought a lot of like empty cassettes off of some mass like music. I don't even know what the websites are, but it's like a website where you can just buy like a bunch of cassettes, and they're good quality, and you can just, you know, record them and then sell them if you really needed to at a much higher price.
I heard you went to a Celtics game.
Oh,
yes,
we went to a Celtics
we also
game
did
last
win
night.
Yesterday. It was awesome.
That's
Celtics
a good one to go
heat.
To because
yeah.
You just creamed
heat.
Them.
Yeah. It was a little sad.
There is,
I'd be like, whoa.
There are few better things in the world than an NBA 3.
Very satisfying when a team
NBA?
Can just make a like, bunch of them. Like,
oh,
they
NBA
even, they
3.
They don't even use
oh
the
backboard. Oh
they
gosh.
Just swish it every
Pritchard?
Time.
Pritchard is a monster. Monster. He's like a flea.
Yeah.
You know how they call
him. He
this.
Was bullying people in the paint yesterday, too.
He's crazy. I did not think he would be like this. This is so weird.
Sixth man of the year and most improved player.
What's sixth man of the year?
Best bench guy.
Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, okay.
He's like strong now. It's crazy. A couple years ago, they like couldn't play him because he was getting pushed around. And now he pushes people around.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know what? Good for him.
And he looks the same, too. He's just got a strong core.
It's crazy, but... That was cool. I haven't been... We talked about it. I hadn't been to a Celtics game in like 10 years. Or
yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
Hadn't been to a Heat game since LeBron
game
was
since
there.
I'm going to do my final project in stats on LeBron, actually. Believe it or not.
What's it going
to
be?
I'm trying to prove how much of an outlier in statistical categories he would be, I guess.
Like, we think in longevity-based
no, just
outliers
in a,
or
in
just
a
like pure...
Because he's... There were a couple years where he was just the best in everything.
Yeah. No, he's ridiculous.
Like, he was... Had, like, the second most assists. Like, the most points by far. The most everything else. There was no reason for him not to win, like, 15 MVPs in a row. They just didn't want to vote for him.
Yeah, they gave it to, like, Derrick Rose. And it's, like, great player. This guy's the... Best ever though, like this.
Yeah, I used to hate LeBron so much. We were talking.
I didn't know this.
Today.
I didn't know this.
Well,
yeah.
He's a Celtics fan.
Like
no, but
until he went to the Lakers, I hated him.
Which is
even
crazy.
Even in the Cavs.
Yeah.
Really?
Because he's still in the
well,
East.
Well, he did piss me off when he was on the Cavs.
And like he got when the time he got real mad.
Yeah.
Those were he was doing that against the Celtics.
I did get really mad when he left the Heat. Of course.
I remember that Game 7, where. It was just like baby Celtics. Like, Kyrie was hurt, Hayward was hurt. It was like Tatum was playing way better than expected, and it looked like they might actually beat him, and then LeBron just like completely took over. They went on like a 10-point run by himself. It was like, oh my god, this guy is inevitable.
That made me so sad.
I don't remember that because I didn't care about the Celtics.
Cleveland, Boston.
You were watching the 2017-2018 Celtics.
No, I was not. But yesterday I was like, well, I guess it's time for me to buy a Celtics jersey to my dad.
And he was like, no.
Do it. He said,
where's the loyalty there?
Listen, it's been embarrassing for the past like 8 years for the Miami Heat.
The Heat have had a bad last like 8 years, decade, well, basically.
They made the finals.
Well,
they've been consistently very good. It's just a bad
okay.
1 year.
They've been okay, but it's never like...
They beat the Celtics like once in the last 5 years.
Yeah, but that one time was awful.
Yeah, that made me really sad.
But it's like, I don't know, like, I was looking yesterday at how the Celtics approach the basket, and they, like, go from one side of the court to the other with just so much energy, and they rush, and they rush, and they
the speed
and
the
do
NBA
it.
Is played at is
but,
crazy.
But then, like, the Heat, they would get, like, Hakis, whatever. He would get to the basket, and he'd be, like, ready to throw, but then he backs out, and then he goes back and then passes, and then they just don't score. Because they, you know, thought about it too much. That's the little something that I've noticed with the Heat happening, like, for the past maybe 5 years.
Yeah, they play real slow.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Stimulation.
But, yeah, that, like, woke me up.
Who wants to listen to the sine waveform?
Yeah, that was cool, though.
Going to an NBA game, you appreciate what level of athletes they really are. It's
they're
like,
so
oh yeah,
good.
This is just
oh
like,
gosh,
this is just like a mastery of a pickup game. Like, it's clearly the same sport, but the level is so ridiculously higher that it's like barely the same sport.
Okay, question for you.
Yeah.
I was talking about this with my dad last night.
Yeah.
In the fourth quarter, how much time has to be left, and how much time do you have to be up for you to be put in the game and feel confident about still winning? Because at one point they were up like 25 with like 3 or 4 minutes left. And I was thinking, at that point, put me in. I can at least run up and down the court, get a couple fouls. They might score a couple points on me, but they might not. They probably wouldn't
25.
Torch me for like 40.
I don't know.
I could pass
the
ball around a little bit. That's an interesting question to think
about.
But
imagine like the...
I couldn't take one dribble in an NBA game. They would just rip me, I swear. This
yeah,
not even
they are
me, like
triple.
Like
our
I don't.
Size.
I could barely dribble a ball against like college players. Like D1 college
I'd
players. NBA. I'm getting ripped immediately. So, I don't know. You'd have to be up by a lot. I can't. They're gonna just leave me open.
I think
I'll be scared.
I
it's
think
an NBA
25
game.
With like 3.5 minutes left. That's where I think they.
Up
could
25
think
with
about
3 minutes
me
left.
In.
Yeah, they would still win. Depends on the team, though, I guess.
If
they're good enough to be up by 25, they can survive, you know.
I was thinking about it last night, and I had mentioned it to you and your dad. And like, imagine just being put in at the end of the game, kind of like, cool, fill in for the last 2 minutes, like the garbage time. But then you were like...
JD... What's his name? J.D. Davidson?
I don't know, but imagine...
Baylor Shireman.
So those guys still swim
Anton Watson.
Cash.
I don't even
like
think
those
he played.
Guys... Coins. If you...
Yeah, the
yeah.
NBA
get what
is...
I'm saying.
What is... What's Jordan Walsh's salary this year?
Minimum contracts are like $1.5 million.
Yeah, I...
But
was,
they started
was that his first game starting?
Yeah.
The... Yeah.
Kind of a cool game to go to.
It is good. I mean, I know you guys
like,
were planning on going
paid
to the Lakers.
$2 million a year.
No, honey.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then you remember some of those guys are going to be in the NBA like 1 or 2 years, and this is what they've spent their whole life working towards. And
he's
you try to stretch that out over like...
Yeah. But also,
he's
like,
got
imagine,
a four-year contract.
Jordan Walsh will play more than like 2 years
with
in the NBA.
$3.2 million.
It's still
guaranteed.
Very good money. I'm not going to act like it isn't. But
$2 million.
Dude, $2 million set me for the rest of my life for sure.
Yeah, no. It's a great deal.
Yeah. Yeah. All debt gone. But
it's like, compare that to like the NFL guys will just have to work a regular like second job afterwards because it's like It's like, well, I mean, like, imagine, I got brain damage and now I have to go be a manager of a GameStop. So.
Oh my gosh. But imagine how sad, car
dealership manager.
Exactly.
But I was thinking like how sad it might be. Like imagine if your dream is to play in the NBA and like inspire people with the game, with the way that you play, whatever. And then you're only put in to play for the last 2 minutes of the game because you are used for the garbage time. That's sad.
But when is those garbage time due? Players do end up getting minutes eventually. There's always injuries or something, usually. But
you play a lot of games in the season.
Also, it is lame. Like, undeniably, it would be. No one likes doing it. But you're getting paid enough money that it's not. Like, what are you gonna do? I mean, also, if you're an end of the bench guy, you can't complain because like they just cut you.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Either way, it's still kind of like, come on. Put me in, coach.
It's like, you just gotta be professional. I don't know. It's like a work thing.
You know, I broke a girl's nose once playing basketball.
Was this an aggressive?
No. People like, I used to play basketball when I was 8. And like, I shot, and then I went, and I broke her nose.
Wait, she was like behind you?
Yeah, she was way shorter than me.
Just like standing behind you and got hit with the elbow coming back.
Elbow broke her nose, had to go to the hospital.
That's terrible position. Ended, so let's start listening to something else.
Now. Okay.
We'll be back with more talking later.
Bye
for
Bye.
Now.
Bye.
This old world may never change. It's been, and all the ways of war can't change it back again. I've been a searching for the dolphins in the sea. And sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? I'm not the one to tell this world how to get along. Only know that peace will come when all hate is gone. I've been a searching for the dolphin in the sea. And sometimes I wonder, do you think of me? Sometimes I think about Saturday's chime and all about the time when we were running wild. I've been a searching for the dolphins in the sea. Sometimes I wonder, do you ever think?
Can we hear me? Excellent. If you were listening earlier today, you may have heard the sounds of technical difficulties. We spent several hours today repairing the studio. We put in new input-output nodes. So, in this moment, I would like to take this time to beg for your money. this isn't our real donations drive. If you're interested in donating and receiving a gift in the traditional radio fundraising drive. Wait until January, save your money. You can get a nice, cool shirt that me and I designed. It's quite awesome if I say so myself. You could also get a mug or other stuff. Stickers that we also made. But if you're feeling generous, today is Tufts Giving Tuesday, and we have a button on our website which redirects to a form to give us money. We need cash, cold hard cash, to pay for new equipment, which is quite expensive, and also so we can pay bands to have events in the spring. Because we didn't really get to have any events this semester, because we spent all our money on expensive metal boxes. no kidding, we spent... I'm not even going to say the number. I shouldn't. But, God, more money than I made this year on boxes. Yeah, no live events. Actually, I think we might be having one in... I don't know. I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Please, we want to have
don't
spring
leak.
Thing.
No leaks.
Yeah, spring thing.
Spring thing is always good.
We could do Pizza Fest again. We could do Bocella again. But we need funds.
Yeah.
There's a button on our website. WMFO.org.
You spent already so much money on Cyber Monday, Black Friday, all of that. What's $5 more going to do, huh?
I don't think anyone's listening. But if you are so inclined
Papi.
To give money.
Papi.
No,
if you're listening, man.
Don't do it.
Métele billete.
We're going to listen to more songs. Yeah, we're going to listen to Still Crazy after all these years. Paul Simon. Sneaky showing my top 5 artists this year. Track 3. We ready?
Yes.
See.
Keep listening. Oh, actually, we should read ladders while we're still here. But keep listening to WMFO to hear Project Nim with Joe in 15 minutes. Who knows what he's going to listen to. It'll be good. Isaac, would you like to read ladders?
Sure. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any one of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Thanks for the wonderful and helpful message. As always, Isaac.
You're welcome.
Someone should sample this. No one has that.
I met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me. I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy after all these years. I'm not the kind of man who tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways. And I ain't no fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy.
Just a little bit of a stopover because I have to get the next song set up too. Any thoughts you want to share with the world?
Sure.
Like 15 seconds worth of thoughts.
This song's pretty good. We were just talking
did
about.
Did you know they died in a car crash?
I was intentionally avoiding saying that. That was the challenge I was setting for myself. Yeah, there you go.
Make the joke.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
God, what a interesting legacy to have. Like, they pretty much always come up and then people mention the car crash immediately. Like, I feel like I wouldn't want that to be how I was remembered if I died in a car crash.
It really shouldn't be their legacy. But there was just, like, one post that was, like, oh, like, who loves to mention, like, oh, John Lennon got shot.
Yeah.
Like, how musicians died is always a thing.
Yeah. John Denver dying in a plane crash is, like, a very significant thing about him.
And American Pie. that whole thing, The Day the Music Died, with Buddy Holly.
Yeah. Plane crash, incredibly dramatic way to die.
Would you rather die in a plane crash or be frozen in a giant ice cube?
I think plane crash. Ice cube sounds, I mean, they're both very painful, but plane crash has an element of just drama to it. Ice just sounds miserable.
Yo. Hi, Joe. Joe's here. Joe, same question to you. Would you rather die in a plane crash or be frozen in an ice cube? Joe says ice cube. That's my cousin. We have one more good song left in us.
Did you know?
I said it already. Unfortunately.
And then we talked about him saying it for like
really?
2 minutes.
We're gonna listen to the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Me too hard, yeah. And I'll always love you. If you wanna do
Montreal Airport.
It was
the
worst. It was the worst. I'm never flying.
We're on air. Don't say anything bad.
Yeah, you can't swear, but Montreal Airport.
Do not.
Is it worse than San Juan?
Frankfurt's bad. Frankfurt was awful.
This is
awful airport.
I almost missed my flight both times.
You listened to Xander's Kill the Catch Vibe on WMFO. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with more stuff. And that will probably be the last show of the semester.
No, next week.
No, after next week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I think the week after that, I'll probably be super locked in.
I might not be able to make my show this week, so we might only have like one of those left in the semi.
I have to make a model of drought.
I have to make a quilt. I have to finish a quilt. Pardon.
I actually want to show you this, Isaac, before you head out with my GIS project.
Sure, I'll take a look.
Because I know you took GIS class.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta let this.
Joe, do you wanna? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are we gonna listen to? I'll pull it up on my computer.
So the problem.
Bro.
What?
Mortals.
Oh, Vision what? Creations do
something. No.
Gangster of Love while we get this going.
There's Frank James, Jesse James, really kidding all the rest. He's some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways, they would have hung up their guns, dug it to the graves, cause I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Gangster of love. Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near far, I say I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I jumped in my white house Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. 55 girls, I kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight. It was $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice. And I said, yes, the brother sheriff, and that's your wife in the back of my bus. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it. I'm going to go to the hospital.